Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Mike Hutchings. I'm with Global Awakening. It's such a joy and an honor to be back with you. I was here for the first time last fall for the Healing Conference here at Christ the King. And once again, I get to be here for the School of the Prophets. And one of the things that I fell so much in love with while I was here was this time of the noon Eucharist. And I count it a great privilege, an honor, and a joy to be before you again and share just a couple of moments' thoughts about this. One of the things that I came to, because I do not come from a tradition where the noon Eucharist is a regular part of our life together, our walk together. We value what we call communion or the Lord's Supper. But the idea of actually coming together every day and celebrating the noon Eucharist is something that I've not been used to in my tradition. But as I was here, Holy Spirit really began to give me a love for this. And as much as I've been able to continue to try to walk in that, at least in my own private life, as I came to realize the power of this time every weekday, came to realize that what this is about is recognizing again the amazing resources that the Father has made available to us through the birth, the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and how those present realities are given to us by His presence, the presence of Holy Spirit. I want to take you to John chapter 14 in the Gospels, where Peter is in the midst of, Jesus in the midst of having the Passover meal with His disciples, what's known traditionally as the Last Supper. And of course, it's in this context of John 13 through 17 that Jesus pours out His heart to His disciples, and it's one of the most intimate times that He had had in all the 3.5 years that He had spent with them. And in beginning in verse 12, Jesus makes a remarkable statement to His disciples. He says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." So the greatest resource that Jesus could give to those that he was leaving was the very presence of Holy Spirit. And, you know, we've thought about before, at least I don't know for you, but for me, I've thought how exciting and how adventurous it was for those disciples to be with Jesus. And, you know, if you think about what are the places in history and times of history that you would like to be able to time travel back to, because I think about time travel sometimes and where would I want to be. And of course, one of those places would had to have been during the time that Jesus was walking on the earth. And as exciting and as fun as that might be, the reality is that we live in better days than when Jesus himself physically walked the earth. Because how many of you know that when Jesus was walking physically on the earth, fully God and yet fully man, he could only be at one place at one time. So there were times that the disciples actually experienced the absence of his presence because Jesus was someplace else. But you and I live in a better day. We live in a better time. That the reality is that the very same presence that the disciples experienced when Jesus was in the same room with them, now we have with us 24/7 all the time. That indeed, we live in a greater day, the day that the apostles, the prophets, all the great men and women of God, the disciples, all the great saints that have gone before us, actually are peering over the balcony of heaven and saying, "Wow, I wish I could live in their day." See, we think back, we'd like to go back there, but actually they'd like to come back down and be here with us. Because the earth has never seen a greater day of the outpouring of Holy Spirit like we're seeing today. More people coming to Christ, more people coming to saving knowledge of Him and coming in the kingdom than today. So when Jesus says in John chapter 14, 17, "For He dwells with you and will be in you," that's the reality of the life that is fully given over to Christ. That it says in Romans chapter 8, the very same Spirit that raised Jesus' dead body from the grave lives in you, and He will give life to your mortal bodies. Not the kind of life that keeps your heart pumping, but the kind of life that opens the door to all the resources of heaven. Because you see, I can go to the local supermarket and I can say to you, "I'm going to open up a tab for you there, and you can go to the supermarket anytime you want to. You can buy whatever you want to, and you don't have to worry about ever paying it. It's all yours. It's unlimited. You can go and empty out the supermarket if you want to. It's all yours." And some of us might take advantage of that, and others, you know, we might not have a car big enough to do that. That's okay. But the issue is, you've still got to go to the supermarket. You've still got to go there and pick out what you want. Even though the tab is unlimited, you can buy whatever you want to, you still have to go take advantage of the resource. And the reality is, many of us, we cry out to God asking for resource. We cry out to Him acting as if somehow God has left us, has abandoned us, because many of us walk around with an orphan-like attitude because we know what it is to have been abandoned by people around us. We know what it is to go without. We know what it is to not have what we need. And because of that experience previously, it begins to set a mindset in us called an orphan mindset. And so therefore we think we're the ones that have got to find it. We're the ones that have got to scrape for it. We're the ones that have got to find a way to get what we need for our lives. And the reality is, Jesus said, "Here is the greatest resource for you. And if you will operate under the assumption in your life that He is with you, He will never abandon you nor forsake you. And indeed, His presence, the Holy Spirit's presence, is the conduit of which heaven comes to earth for you. Then you can ask anything in My name and I'll do it. You can ask anything in My name and it will be done for you." And so we walk no longer with any kind of insecurity. We don't have to walk in any kind of fear. We do not have to walk in any kind of anxiety or worry about what's coming next or when we're going to get the next thing, whatever's going to happen, because the greatest resource that heaven could ever provide for us is with us all the time. And it's not an it, it's a Him. It's not a force, it's a person. And that person is Holy Spirit. And we celebrate that presence when we come to the Eucharist. We bring ourselves back into the reality of that. Because you see, you have to understand, there's the reality of our five senses. That is what we can see, smell, taste, touch, feel, and hear. There's that reality. So everything that you can experience through the five senses. But that is an inferior reality to the superior reality of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. And that superior reality is what we begin to focus on, the superior reality of the kingdom of heaven coming down to earth through the presence of the Holy Spirit. It's what we focus on. And when we focus on that, we have nothing to fear. We have nothing to worry about. No anxiety. We walk in great peace. We walk in the shalom of God, wholeness. Because of the resource of Holy Spirit presence. So as I close today, as we enter into this time of Eucharist, take deeply in again, fresh for yourself today, the resource of His presence and power that is already dwelling in you if you have received Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He's already there. And He is a well, a never-ending well of all of heaven's resources to you. You just have to shift your thinking. And this is the part about going to the supermarket. You have to shift your thoughts to simply take hold of the reality of that presence. See, the old joke in a lot of churches is never pray for patience because, you know, you'll get tested. How many of you have heard that before? You know what? I never have to pray for patience. I don't pray for love. I don't pray for peace. I don't pray for joy. I don't pray for patience. I don't pray for long-suffering. I don't pray for self-control. You know why? Because they're the fruit of the Spirit. And all of that fruit is already in me. So when I'm being, when I feel like that I need more patience, I don't ask Him. I just say, Holy Spirit, You're here. Give me the grace to walk this out in patience. Holy Spirit, You're here. I know that grace is already here to love. The grace is already here to walk in joy. The grace is already here because it's already been provided for me. Today, as you come to partake of this Eucharist, may your reality and your mindset be one of unending resource from heaven to live the life that Jesus planned for you. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.